Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hi, everybody. It is Monday, October 29th, the day of the full moon. And I'm hoping that you're going to call in. I see we already have some callers who've been patiently waiting. But I hope you're going to tell us a little bit about how the full moon impacts you. And we're waiting to see if Adriana's going to get on today or not. We've had a little bit of challenge here with this particular program, so she may or may not be with us, but she's going to make every effort to do that. So today I want to first of all recognize and say thank you to True Trinity, the group who created our wonderful theme song. And that group, you can find them at TrueTrinity.com, and there you can even purchase the song that is I Am Who I Am. The people in True Trinity are Cindy Freeman and Jillian Clark and Rachel Martinez, a very talented group of people. So today is kind of an interesting day. We've had some issues, like I said, with this particular program and with Blog Talk Radio, and they're in the process of all being resolved, but as a result, we've had to change things around a little bit and kind of maneuver things somewhat, so we'll see what happens. It'll all be to the best in any case. The other thing that's happening, I want to find out what's happening in your life, and this is probably all related to the full moon anyway, but the other thing that's happening in my life is that the installation people arrived this morning. Judy arrived last night, Judy McNutt, arrived last night, and the installation people arrived this morning to rip out all the carpet in the house and to put down new flooring, new tile flooring, which is really kind of neat. So they graciously took a lunch break so that I could be here and talk with you. To start out with, I'm going to I've drawn three cards today. I don't know if you've seen that, but I've drawn three cards, and one of the cards is for the show itself. And the other two cards are if you have a question or a concern and you would like to either post it on our Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook or you want to call in with a question, you're welcome to do that. And that number to call in is 347-205-9074. And like I said, we've already got a whole bunch of people who have been graciously waiting on hold, and I'll get to them in just a minute. The first thing I want to do, though, is the first card. And this card is interesting because when I was choosing a card, it was for this particular show, for the whole situation that's been going on around Blog Talk Radio with this show, for myself and my own sense of patience and letting frustration go and and really honestly giving in to spirit and letting that, letting spirit take over and knowing, completely secure with myself, knowing that everything's going to work out perfectly as it should. So this is going to be a perfect show just as it should be. So the card we have today, I have to laugh, the card is called Narcissus. Now, doesn't that make sense? When you want to look in the mirror and see yourself, but Narcissus is the one who sees him or herself as totally beautiful. No matter what anybody else sees, that Narcissus is often enamored with him or herself. However, that's kind of a negative connotation that's been given to Narcissus, that he looked into the water and saw a picture of himself or saw the reflection of himself and became so enamored that he basically ignored the rest of his life. And I'm going to rephrase Narcissus and turn it into something that is a lot more positive and that we all can use, because, and particularly if you are a woman listening to this show, you know very well that we have been taught to look into the mirror and not see the beauty that's there. And men, the same way. We all have been taught that we are not beautiful, that we have flaws, that we are born into sin, that we have all these things that are wrong with us, and we are not the beautiful person that we really are. That's the culture that has taught us that. So I want to impress on all of us, myself included here, that this beautiful picture of Narcissus, and I'll describe the picture in a second, is relating to being able to look into the mirror and look into yourself and recognize that inner beauty that is there, that you are incredibly beautiful. And that anybody who says otherwise, who tells you, implies, insinuates, who comes across in any way to give you an impression that you are less than beautiful, they're lying. And they're lying because they don't understand that they're beautiful too. So the best thing you can do when somebody gives you a negative impression to yourself is to tell them how beautiful they are as well. And that's also very applicable, I believe, to our political situation right now, where everybody is throwing mud. Of course, that's been going on for years, you know, and we've complained about it, but where they're throwing snark and sarcasm and ugliness at the person who is running in this race beside them. And it really is beside them. And one of the things that we can do for them is to remind them, whether it's just through ourselves in sending them a message that you are truly beautiful, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, which side of the fence you're on, no matter what your belief or your philosophy is, you are beautiful. And also send it to them in an email, on a Facebook message, that you are beautiful. Let everybody know today, on this day of full moon, that you are beautiful. And remind yourself, I am beautiful. And this card shows a whole bunch of really brightly colored flowers. There's a fuchsia-colored tulip, and there's a couple of bright blue flowers. There's fuchsia-colored fuchsia. There's some other little blue flowers and pink flowers and yellow flowers. There's a tulip that's kind of got an orangey color to it. And right in the midst of that, there are two white, pure white narcissus. They have a yellow center, and they're white. One is facing up into the sun, and one is facing right out through the middle of all of this riotous color, facing out to you and to me to say, I am pure, I am beautiful. Recognize me. And I urge you to take that message to yourself today, to say to yourself and to others, say it with me now, please. I am pure, I am beautiful. Recognize me. And allow yourself and others to recognize you as well. So we're going to start. I think that Adriana may not be getting on. I can't tell. I don't see her on here yet. So we'll just keep on waiting. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and take some callers. We have a caller who has been waiting for a very long time from area code. Oh, wait a minute. Before I take the caller, I have two more cards that I drew today. So if you have a question or a concern and you would like to have one of these cards as your answer, just let me know which card it is, what your question is, and which card it is. And if you just want to have a reading otherwise, you just say so. So now we're going to take our first caller, who is area code 313. Hi, you're on the air. This is Jan. Who is this?
Hi, Jan. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just calling in regards to if you may be able to just to give me a general reading of whatever needs to come through.
Okay. Well, tell us, first of all, where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan. All right. Oh, are you guys anywhere near that storm?
Well, we're
going to impact you at all?
We are getting the wind and rain today, mm-hmm. but nothing to the severity of what the actual coast is. But we're kind of on the outer rim of as it's coming closer to the East Coast.
Okay. All right, so, Mike, you want a kind of a general reading, but because we have a very short time on our show today, I'm going to ask you if you will give me a question or something a little bit more specific. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely, in regards to financial windfall through my business by the end of the year.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Oh, my arms just went right up into the air to open up. So one of the things that I know Adriana would be telling you this, and so I'm going to tell you because I totally agree with her, is anytime we're talking about finances, for the most part, we have fear around finances. So one of the things that you can do, and everybody who's listening, I'd like you to do this as well, along with Mike, is to think about, close your eyes for a second, and think about financial, just finances. And you'll find someplace in your body that feels kind of not comfortable. That may not feel all that great. Find where that spot is in your body. And from there, when you find that spot, acknowledge it and say, I understand that this is where this financial concern is coming. If you could talk to me, if you could use words and speak to me, what would you say? And listen to the words that would be spoken to you by that fear.
Okay.
And then open a dialogue with it. And find out, one of the critical questions to always ask any fear like this is, what can I do? What do you need from me that will help you to feel more secure and more loved? Because really, it comes down to wanting to be loved. All of us want to be accepted, which is another word for love. We want to be acknowledged, which is another word for love. We want to be loved, which is another word for acceptance and acknowledged. So they're all the same thing. And once we can acknowledge and accept that there is a fear there and recognize and use dream techniques. I've got a new program coming up called Lucid Living. In fact, I need to announce it, and I'll do that right now. Thank you, Mike. I'm going to be doing a webinar on Thursday, this coming Thursday, November 1st, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, so that's 8 p.m. Eastern time. So 5 and 8 is 13, is 1 in the morning on UK time. And it's going to be on lucid living. So what we're going to be doing is taking dream techniques, the way of dream analysis, dream reentry, some of the work that we do for lucid dreaming, and apply it to our lives so that we're living our lives fully awake and fully aware. So in other words, you're not living your life, especially with around finances right now, on autopilot. And you're getting very specific. I'm going to sidetrack here just a second because I had an experience just the other day where I realized that all of the most fun things that I've manifested recently have been because I said to Spirit, I want. And I was very specific about what I wanted. And some of it you can consider silly. I wanted hummingbird feeders. And I didn't want to pay more than 25 or 50 cents for them. I wanted an ironing board. And I didn't want to pay more than $2 for it. Now, this sounds really silly. But I spent the day going out having fun at yard sales. And I got to this one yard sale, and I said to the man, do you have any hummingbird feeders? And he said, yeah, I think we've got a couple around back. And he took me around, and there's these gorgeous glass, beautiful hummingbird feeders. And I said, well, how much do you want for them? And he said, oh, how about $1 for both of them? So there's my 50 cents a piece. Here's Spirit saying, I said, I want hummingbird feeders, and I want them for 25 or 50 cents. So I said to him, do you have an ironing board? He says, yeah, I do, but let me call my wife about it. So he called his wife, and he turned around to me, and he said, yeah, I have it. It's $2. So these are, and, you know, it's the whole parking space thing. You know, a lot of people can manifest a parking space. So when you are manifesting financial success, whether it's in the short term or the long term, the important thing is to be very specific. And this is something that we tend sometimes to say, well, Spirit knows the best what's best for me and all, which is true, but there also you need to be specific in what you want. And we're taught we can't say, I want, because we're unworthy and we don't deserve. So saying, I want something is bringing up that whole worthiness, and you do deserve to have what you want. So be specific in your financial requirements or requests. I want to have X number of dollars by such and such a time. And the other thing to say is why. What are you going to do with that money? So in other words, don't just say, I want $20,000 by Monday. It'd be nice. But, you know, come up with some specifics. Because the universe wants, there is a flow that happens and the constant motion that happens. So you have to be able to bring something energy in and flow it out again. So what are you going to do with that money? And it doesn't mean you have to spend all of it. But why do you want that money? So be specific. Okay?
Absolutely. You know, and it's pretty interesting that you brought up the dream aspect of it, because I had a dream a couple weeks ago that I bought a used jet and it had my website on the jet itself, which I found to be very interesting.
That's great. That's a wonderful dream. I hope you keep that one. Do a picture of it. Do a vision board with it or something. That's a
Absolutely.
Great dream. Yeah. So, Mike, if you aren't part of the Facebook group on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, I would encourage you to do that. You can also go to purposetalkradio.com. And my website is janrevel.com. And I'm going to be posting the webinar on lucid living that will be happening this Thursday, and it will give you all the details, the call-in details, okay?
Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling in. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and now we have somebody who's all of you have been so patient, and there's quite a few of you. And I have a feeling that Adriana is not able to get in today, so let me just check and see. No, I don't see her on the Facebook page. So, Cindy, maybe you could let me know if she's available. So our next caller is area code 305, and I'm bringing you on the air right
Hi.
Now.
Hi. Thank you.
Dan,
thank
who's
you
this?
For being there.
And who is this?
My name's Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. It's good to hear from
I just
you.
Wanted to make a comment on everything that you were saying before. It was beautiful because, you know, the full moon's in Taurus, and Taurus is all about Mother Nature and the earth and the plants and the garden. So the fact that you were talking about the flowers is divinely orchestrated.
Awesome. Oh, so the card of Narcissus has to do with the full moon as well.
Yeah, looking in the...
And the moon in Taurus, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
the full moon.
Taurus.
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
It's all about material beauty, you know?
Yeah.
And material wealth and security and... gardens and surrounding yourself with lovely scents and everything that brings love into your life because it's ruled by Venus.
Good. So everybody listening should, particularly today and over the next couple of days, surround themselves with beauty and with aromatherapy, with scents, with whatever makes them feel really good and feel really loved, right?
Right, and good music and good colors, beautiful colors, because the colors are pinks and blues.
Oh, how fun. Because
mm-hmm,
the cards in here
are...
The
it's also Earth signs for Taurus, but it's Venus. Venus is all about the beautiful pinks and blues.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is really wonderful, Eileen. Thank you. Did you have a question, or did you want to just tell us the wonderful news?
Well, I want to see how Spirit has me bringing this to the masses down the road, because I've been, I know it's in my path.
Okay.
So how are you
bringing this to
Well,
people?
I do it now through my artwork, and I'm painting all these beautiful pink bromeliads, and crimson and magenta and hot pink. So I'm doing it that way, but I'm talking about in taking it, I want to see how my divine guides and angels are working with me regards to getting me out there on a larger scale to the world. You know what I mean? Bringing the healing that way to a larger scale. Because I know I've been doing this for eons, and my timing to bring this all together with the crystals is coming.
Well, some of what I'm getting is that this is something, I hate the word should, but this is something that you're being encouraged to do, because you know how to do it as well, is to implant in your paintings, in every painting, implant at least one area that has a blessing, that has some sort of a spiritual awakening for somebody, so that whoever purchases that painting, it's meant specifically for them.
I do that unconsciously. I just do it because when I'm connecting, I know I feel them working through me. I've been doing it for 40 years, and I've self-published, and my work's all over the planet in hospitals and resorts, and people want to walk into my work, my art. So all of that has been going on for a very long time, but I feel like they're taking me to another level.
There is that. There's a. Where do you live, Eileen?
I live in Florida.
In Florida, okay.
And I travel to the Caribbean a lot.
You travel where?
To the islands a lot.
Okay, all right. Because I don't know if it's because I live in Sedona, but Sedona was kind of coming to mind for me that there's something here that you could find of benefit and also bring here that would accelerate what it is that you're doing and take it to the next level a lot faster.
I love Sedona. When I was in Sedona, and I think it was 1992 or 1990, I said, I'm home, except I need the ocean. I need the water. I have a connection to the water spirits. And I walk into a few different shops, and people look at me and say, oh, you're back, are you? Congratulations. So I know the energy in Sedona, and I was an American Indian in many lives, so I feel really a tug there. And I was walking the land when the dinosaurs were there, too, because I felt the presence of the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very empowering for me, but I also feel the energy of the sea and the dolphins and the mermaids and things like that.
And in that case, then there's got to be some sort of, you know, like people do are snowbirds for Florida. And even though Florida and Sedona have similar seasons, if you will, it still might be something that you think of doing a split here and there.
Oh, well, that could happen.
But,
all right.
So, Eileen, I'm going to say thank you for calling in, but we're down to 7 minutes, and I've got three other people waiting to talk.
Okay.
So
all right.
I'm going to say thank you, and thank you so much for your information about the full moon in Taurus.
You're very welcome.
And
have a great rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, and now we have somebody from area code 410. Hi, this is Jan. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Jan. How are you? This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'd like to get a reading from Spirit.
Okay, and like I said, because we're right down to 7 minutes, we need to make it real quick. So can you give me something specific?
My spiritual awakening.
Okay, and is it something that you want one of the cards that I've drawn, or you just want information from Spirit?
Just information from Spirit.
Okay, that information is to go within, that one of the things, there is a garden somewhere around you, whether it's rock or whether it's flowers, I'm not sure, but there is some place that is around you that your soul considers a garden, and that is the place where you can go to connect more closely with Spirit, because that's where you're going to get the messages. You can go to classes, you can read books, you can do all kinds of things. But
I do that now,
Right, but when it comes right down to it, when you get a lot of the information, then it is time to go within and listen to the voice that is within, because that is the true voice for awakening you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, and come join my Lucid Living webinar on Thursday, and we'll talk more about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Kathy. Bye for now.
Bye.
And now we have Ellen calling in. And hi, Ellen. You're on the air. This is Jan. How are you?
Hello, Jan. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
From Europe. All right.
No,
calling via Skype then, right?
Yes, but I said New York, not Europe.
Good. All right.
I would love to have a message from Spirit. I don't have a particular focus. I would like to know what Spirit wants me to know or to do.
The biggest question the biggest answer that I'm getting from Spirit is to listen, and it's pretty much the same thing as what the message was for Kathy. So It doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to find a garden somewhere. It doesn't matter where you are. Your focus right now needs to be internal, needs to be totally listening. So, in other words, go to your solar plexus. Whenever you have a question, focus your attention on your solar plexus and then listen. Just sit there and listen. Ask your question and listen. Write down the answer that you get and then go from there. The most important thing for you is going to be to listen inside.
Okay. That's a wonderful message and something I can do. So let me say thank you so you can finish up the other callers.
You're very welcome, Ellen. And, again, I hope you, too, will join me on the Lucid Living webinar on Thursday.
I will try if I'm available. I hope to be back
all right.
By then. Thank you.
All right, great. Thanks, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. And we have one more caller who is area code 780. Hi, this is Jan, and you're on the air. And what's your name?
Hey, Jan, it's Jay. Thanks very much for taking my call.
And tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
It's Jay.
Jay?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jay. That's
hey there.
That's a pretty cool name.
You're very welcome.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Okay. And do you have a question? Or
yes,
do you
I
have
do.
Something to share to us?
No, I have a specific question. I just wondered,
okay.
You know, I'm a little bit lost right now. I'm looking for some help to guide me in the right direction for the perfect job right now.
Okay.
And that's my question. I don't think I have time for another one, but thanks much for doing it. So.
All right. And my hand went out to the two cards, so I need you to pick one of the cards, one or two.
One.
Yep, that's the one. Okay. That is called In the Cathedral. And the card shows a man, I mean, I'm going to try and talk fast because we're down to the wire here. It shows a young man who is in full armor, and the armor is kind of a silver blue. He's looking out from, I'm assuming, it says cathedral, so looking out from the cathedral, and there are fall leaves. They're kind of like maple leaves. They're similar in that they're the sharp-shaped leaves. And they're definitely brown leaves. And he's looking out kind of to a brownish landscape, and he's not really sure what's out there. Should he step out or should he stay in the safety of the cathedral? And it's time to step out. It's time for you to step out. It's time for you to be sending resumes. It doesn't matter where you send them. It's the practice of getting, it's not even the practice, it's just getting the word out there. It's time for you to join networking groups. It's time for you to be on the internet. It's time to do whatever it is, whatever work kind of work you do. It's time to step outside of the safety of where you are now, which is the safe cathedral, the church, the quiet, the sanctity. And it's time to get out into the world, which may seem like a really barren and dying autumn place, because what you're going to do is bring the gift of life to the world.
Hmm.
Does that help any?
Yeah, it helps a lot. It's got to figure out what.
Yeah. Well, and some of what you can do is, oops, we're down to a minute and a half. So I'll talk real quick what you can do. There was a book I did once called Career Changes for Dummies. You can probably find it at the library. Do some of the exercises in there, because then it'll help you come. It just helps you focus on something that you might want to do from now on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And the other thing is to talk to your friends and find out what they think you'd be really good at.
Yeah. Most of my friends are spiritual, so.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Most of my friends are spiritual, so.
Well, and that's okay, too. They still have a practical side to them, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Then it's time also for you to take that spirituality and bring it out into the practical world.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Jay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. We are out of time today, and we look forward to being with you again next week. So I'm going to say soul blessings, and we're going to play our closing song.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm
gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.